CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, everybody. We are here and we are live and we are on different locations all over the country. Isn't that nice?
I told you it's the future, 2020, guys.
Pumelele. So somewhere in Johannesburg we have Pumi Mashiko. Somewhere in Johannesburg we have Sia Sangweni. Somewhere in Johannesburg we have Sia left the group. Okay. Alright, Sia left the meeting. He went and made hot chocolate and then disappeared. We'll get him back. Mbulelo's in the studio along with Mfundo, and Mfundo's actually in the production booth, so we have some appropriate social distancing, and I am at my house. And somehow this is working.
Good morrow.
Yes, happy day. So first of all, I think it's worth saying, Pums, I know you don't like the guy. You've never had anything nice to say about him, but good on Cyril for making the appropriate moves. It's going to save lives. I'm just worried if Thursday's too late.
I think you need a point of correction there, comrade.
Mm.
I never said I don't like the guy.
All right, well, tell us what's true.
Although, I think his statement yesterday was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was, and I refuse to say presidential because I expect the president to be presidential,
yes,
right?
It's the least he can do.
But his speech yesterday was decisive. He was, you know, he was in control. He had all of the right touch points. I don't know if you saw Boris Johnson later in the evening, or even as we wake up this morning to Americans horrified at the shit show that they've got over there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ons leier was beter.
Yeah, I think at this stage, you know, you really get to, and it's amazing, you get to separate the wheat from the chaff on just about every level. And for all the things that you need in a leader during peacetime, almost none of those matter in a time where there's a crisis. And all the things that you need in a crisis aren't particularly useful in peacetime. So it's interesting who gets tested and who comes to the top in a situation like this.
I think for quite a number of them have, you know, even Jackson Mthembu, guys. Even Jackson Mthembu is not disappointing us, you know?
No, he's been great.
He's on the ball. They're showing up. They're saying things. They're talking to us even if they're late. They're apologizing.
Yeah, I was going to say the late thing, though.
Well, you know, again, if it's something this important, and it's worth saying that if something is really important, that it's worth doing, whether it's early or late. And you know, I'd prefer the president to give us an important announcement like this, where he's got all his information, where everything's on you know, some sort of spreadsheet in his head, and he knows what's going on, and he's met with all the stakeholders.
The stakeholders.
But he's at least got his ducks in a row, you know.
Even those without the steak and just the knives.
Oh, wow.
So I've got a couple of messages already coming in this morning, and you can communicate with us, as you always have, on the same number, 0797482090. And here's one this morning. We're getting these thick and fast, so please let us know how it's going. Rick is saying to me, wow, well done. First time the show's actually started at 6. Unbelievable.
The commute is shorter and easier. I had to roll out of bed, that's all.
People are never happy.
You know, there's that video which is kind of disturbing of all those people partying in, I think it's somewhere in Canada.
Sun City.
Was it at Sun City?
Sun City.
And singing Corona, Corona, which is deeply disturbing.
No, that's Ushaga.
Was it Ushaga Marine World? I thought so.
Yes.
Shut.
That's Pumi trying to defend her people down on the East Coast there.
Dude, then the video. I didn't see the Ushaga one.
Yeah.
So I think, though, with the shutdown now being official and having been announced, do you think people's behaviors are going to change? Do you now think people are going to take it way more seriously?
I hope so, because I'm certainly taking it seriously. I'm not going to be leaving my house from today. I think it's going to be a shit show at the supermarkets today.
Yeah.
I think today people are going to be filling up with petrol. They're going to be withdrawing cash. You know, let's try to be helpful, because I don't want to talk about how stupid people will be. I think when things get real like this, a lot of people just look to survival, and a lot of people's mom and dad instinct kicks in, and a lot of people just try to do what they can for their own family. And, you know, it occurred to me last night that this is the worst time of the month for this to happen to most South Africans. Most people do what? Not have money.
People haven't been paid.
They haven't been paid yet, Sia, and they've got most people will be paid supposedly on Thursday. Now, that's the day of the lockdown. And I don't know if they thought about this. It's not ideal. Maybe companies can pay people a bit earlier. I'm not sure what the whole rigmarole is, but I think there are a few obvious things that we can do to help people. Number one is the basic food idea, because I think maybe Pumi and Sian Mbulelo, if you have any ideas around this, you know, what sort of stuff makes sense for people to buy? And then also, what the other needs are. I think it's good to have a little bit of cash with you in case, you know, just like however much as you can get, and you don't need to stockpile cash either. But I think there are going to be people who go and empty the ATMs, and there may be a slight supply problem for a day or two. So if you need cash, probably a good idea to get that.
Petrol. Can people, if you are anywhere near a CBD, rather than going to buy your fruit and vegetables at the Pick and Pay, please buy them from the street vendors who are selling fresh produce.
Yes.
You can, you know, buy them from the street vendors, because they are not going to be able to be open during the lockdown like Pick and Pay can.
Yeah.
So for the next week, at least this week's fresh produce, get it from the mama down the road.
And I think if you live in the northern suburbs like we do, or the suburbs close to electronic means of payment, maybe try and draw as little cash as possible, because there are people that can't just pop down the road to an ATM, you know. So I think we can all do our little bit there. Every bit counts.
Well, a lot of people are talking about Hofstede's cultural dimensions, which can explain some of the massive infection rates in this country. You know, there are some messages here from people who are really thinking about this very sensibly, and I think that's obviously something that I love about this show, is that we've got listeners here who test us in terms of what we can and can't throw out there. If it's bullshit, people call us out on it immediately. But here, this Hofstede's thing, basically that we're a different kind of society, and that one of the reasons that this disease has spread in Western societies and not in Eastern as much, and remember, in the East they managed to put a bottle on it in most countries in the East because of authoritarian regimes, but also because they've got a collectivist structure, you know, if people, or rather a communal structure, and maybe this is something we can implement now here in South Africa. We need to think about everybody else. It's not about you getting sick. It's about the people you infect. But I want to go back to what we can do today. As Pumi says, maybe to go into places where there are small-scale traders and help them out, because they, after the shutdown, are not going to be able to operate. Wait, what is all that noise? They're not going to be able to operate. There are probably some other basic essentials that you need. I spoke to someone yesterday who said that she's going to go to like a DIY shop today and buy a whole lot of stuff that she knows she needs to do around the house.
Ooh-wee. There are black mothers all over this country itching for that, like, spring cleaning.
Mm. Yeah, and
21 days.
And generally, you know, doing the painting, doing the hanging up of things that have been sitting on the wall for a long time next to the wall, people who want to clean, people who want to organize. This is a good time to do all of that.
You know, I'm very surprised by how big and mature and rational you all are.
Are you running around your house freaking out, yeah?
No, look, there was actually a company email that was sent over the weekend and was, you know, quoted about, you know, the different stages of grief and loss, and we all have to deal with this psychologically. And I thought, oh, please, so dramatic, we'll all be fine. I spent yesterday in the dark calling different people going, can you believe this?
Yeah.
What is happening?
But this is why we got Dr. D on the other day to help explain to you what to do, Sia.
So I have to be honest, I haven't put plans in place. I just know that right now I don't want to leave the house today because there'll be sheer panic and sheer frenzy.
So yeah, and you no longer have a roommate, right? You're by yourself now.
All by myself.
Oh my goodness.
If anyone wants to quarantine with me, you're more than welcome.
Well, it's funny. Yesterday I saw lots of people on Instagram saying, anybody want to quarantine with me? But just realize if you do that, someone's going to be stuck with you for 21 days. I don't know if everybody's okay with that. It's almost better to just have the ability to stay at home on your own. And you can phone people. You know, there are apps now. What we're doing, for example, we're all in different places, and here we are talking to each other. There are all kinds of ways to do this.
So, look, except the reptilian brain, Gareth, as you always say, is the part that freaks out, right? Yeah. And simply the idea that you cannot do something. The fact that you cannot do it is what makes you free. Like, have you seen the number of people who are suddenly, like, walking and running and outdoors?
Yeah.
Those people were not doing that before the shutdown.
That is such a good point.
I was so irritated yesterday when I arrived at the thing, at the park, to walk, and they had, like, locked the park. And I was just like, what the hell? Last week, I was contending with people and bicycles and babies and strollers and all sorts of rubbish. Like, where were you, like, 6 months ago, all of a sudden, like, crowding this place?
Yeah, and you're going to see a bit of a rush today, and then after that, it's going to be quiet. You know, after that, it's people, because for the first couple of days, people will hunker down, and then you'll get those rebels who will slowly venture a little further from home, either to buy groceries or to go and get something at the garage or whatever. And then there will also be those idiots who will try to break the rules and travel. Now, I mean travel like go and visit people and so on. You've got to be so careful because I know that they are deploying the police and the army, but it's not their job to manage citizens. It's their job to deal with emergencies, to try and contain serious issues. I saw a video last night, I don't know how. Again, a lot of the stuff that's being sent around is not helpful. And you know exactly what I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
But they showed an army vehicle driving through one of these dimly lit townships, and you really can't tell one from the other. You know, that yellow light and dust everywhere and shacks. And you could see the police were, or the army in this case, were telling people to please, by Thursday midnight, we're going to have this lockdown. You've got to stay in your house. You must close that shop, etc. But on a loudhailer. And I suddenly thought, you know, I really hope people can understand why we're doing this.
No, I'd have to agree there.
Yeah, I don't want this to become an excuse for us to do stupid stuff and act out like South Africans do. If we ever needed to stick to the rules, this is probably a good reason to. Infection rates will slow down. We'll be able to contain it in certain areas. It's really important that we do this.
You know, it's funny that I also saw some people who were turning to the Lord overnight. And I thought, okay, this is quite a safe time to now confess your sins. People are saying, it's 21 days. Yes, that's the Daniel fast. Time to just reset my spirit. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's hold on to whatever we can right now.
Bulela, will you just, I sent you a message on your phone. Just check the URL for the message stream for me so that I can just use that because this phone that I'm using is a terrible device to use for messages. So I just want to see if I can get it on the screen rather.
So very practically, for each of you, what are the 21 days going to look like? Are you staying at home? Are you going to go to your siblings? Are you going to stay put the whole way through?
I am staying at home. I'll probably see family because my family don't live too far. And, I think it's acceptable if you just stay between one or two houses that you should probably be allowed to do it. I'm not sure that that's a problem. But I don't think there's any need for me to go anywhere else. And obviously everything else is canceled. So I'm going to see how much money I can save, first of all. I'm going to work out a little exercise regime because I think that would be good so we don't all get fat during the 21 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to sort out my house. I'm going to stay. We're all working from home, so it's not as if we are in complete holiday mode. So we'll all be, you know, having meetings on Skype and Zoom and Google Hangouts, and we'll be emailing each other. So it's not like I'm disconnected from work. That's my plan for 21 days, roughly, and I haven't given it too much thought. Have you already broken it down in your mind, Sia?
Not even close. but my sister and I, the one sister I have in town, and I have been debating if we really want to be shut down together for 21 days. And we were very honest with each other. Mm-hmm. We'd be in the same house. You know, we have to be clear about, you're on my nerves now. Get to the other side of the house as possible. Don't talk to me for the next couple of hours. You know, these are frank conversations that we have to have. So I really think it will either be that or just stay where I am alone. I'm not even considering going down to Durban even before the shutdown. I don't think that'll be the wisest decision at all.
No.
Oh my goodness. So I am obviously homeschooling.
Yes.
Which is horrendous experience. I'm working a little bit, doing some stuff. I don't know how the shutdown is going to affect some of the clients that I have. I know one of my clients who already was sending me WhatsApps last night to say, what is going to be our contingency? And I did not send back a thing saying, you know, if you hadn't like messed around for the past 4 weeks, we'd be in a better place.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you have to talk like a mommy or a daddy to some of these people because they have lost their minds.
That would have been quite salty, but I didn't. But I'm also breaking it down. So I am not hoarding food. I am going to do a week's worth of shopping because you will be allowed to go and get food.
That's what I'm doing too.
And a week from now, I'll do the next thing. You know, we've got internet, and hopefully the power holds out. We've got internet, we've got all the things that we need. So Kanego and I are going to be getting on each other's last nerve for the next 21 days in tranches.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He wants play dates. He thought he was going to have play dates, that he wants to visit his uncles. And, you know, what this does kind of disrupts our parenting plan, me and Kanego's dad, because we have alternate weekends with Kanego and all of that. Yeah, so it's going to be me and him.
Oh.
It's a lot, eh? But you know what?
A lot for me.
So Sia and I were talking a little bit before we came online for everybody else about the stuff that's the important stuff. Remember, Gareth, we were telling Sia that he needs to have, like, his survival kit, and he didn't even have a, like, first aid kit.
Yes.
And to me, it sounded like a plot line of a movie set in 2050. Look at me now.
The things that I think... People are probably, we know they're going to stockpile toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
But people get Panado, get Eno's or Tums or whatever, get Allergex, get those things too, get Band-Aids, you know, so that you have.
The most I have to survive is my travel pillow that I use in planes and extra parsley. Oh, I swear that's all I have.
Mbulelo, have you got any plans in terms of prep?
So I'd probably like to exercise just double that up. That's probably what I do. That's what I do when I get bored. I exercise. But the people that I'm really happy for is, you know, those people that are teetering in terms of will he marry me, won't he marry me?
Yes.
This will now force people into that situation. Because if after 21 days of lockdown, the guy can't commit, then my sister or my brother, it's time to move on. So every cloud has a silver lining, you know?
I'm not sensing that silver lining just yet.
Well, it'll force decisions is what he's saying, and I think that's not a bad thing. All right, I've got a few messages here from various people, and then we will head towards headlines. Imagine if Eskom calls a press meeting and says, "It is with regret that we must announce stage 4 load shedding for the next 21 days. Two of our plants went offline yesterday after catching the coronavirus. We know our people will understand." Yeah, that would be terrible. But I don't think we're going to have power problems at the moment, because I think Eskom, the demand is going to be very low. It's going to be households mainly, you know, heavy industries shut down. So I don't think we're going to have the kind of power demand that we would have had during a normal economic time.
I just hope the weather holds up. Like, it mustn't rain excessively, because then people will not have their power, like their heating systems in play, you know?
So I think it's also really important, if we're going to dispense useful advice, because already from day one I can feel that this might be the kind of thing people need to know. I think it's really useful if you are working from home and if you're trying to do things from home, it's a good idea for everybody to do their best to follow a routine like they would have if they were, you know, doing the normal thing. So like this morning I woke up, I had a shower, I got dressed properly, brushed my teeth, brushed my hair. I didn't walk around in kind of a dressing gown. And I know Sia and Pumi are both wearing their pajamas, and you can do what you want, but you know.
This is my bucket list thing. I've always wanted to go to work in pajamas. So I woke up, took a shower, brushed my teeth. I didn't comb my hair. Yeah. But I got back into my onesie, dude. I was just like, yeah, this is the day.
Is that a onesie?
Yes.
What has it got on it?
It's got Batman.
It's got Batman.
We have the matching onesie on, you and I, Pumi.
Whoop, whoop.
No, Gareth, you and I briefly had this conversation yesterday about productivity whilst working from home, and I was so on board with you. But when I woke up this morning, my first alarm went off, and I thought, I can wake up 20 minutes later. And then once I was up, I also thought, now I'll stick in my PJs.
Yeah.
But you know what people are going to realize? That they can do in 2 hours what they always spend from 9 to 5 doing at the office. Mm. People are going to realize that.
Oh, yes.
If you just sit down and put your head down, because now you're at home, you have to do whatever 10 things you have to do. I promise you, people are going to do what they normally spend all day. Because at work, people get distracted. People walk in and they chat to you and da-da. People get distracted. But people are going to find that they can do in 2 hours what they normally spend all day doing or not
doing. That's a good point. But I think it's important that you do kind of keep your standards up and you do make those efforts to present yourself, even if it's just to you and your dog or you and your children, as a professional person who has office hours, because it's not a holiday. And if the whole nation goes into slowdown as well as lockdown, and those businesses which can operate from home but stop operating from home just give up, we really will have to, you know, give an extra hard kick to the economy when we start. Whereas if people are already in the flow, it won't take as long for us to get reconnected.
Yeah, you are right there. I think we're also just part of being productive and making things happen is a way for us to just hold on to our sanity. Mm. Really, I'm not taking the piss every time I reference this.
No, it's true.
But it's the little things that get people off the track. It's the little things that can make someone think, oh, really, the world is ending, and how am I going to get out of this, and how am I going to make money at the end of the month? You just have to hold on to what you have right now.
All right. Pums, you want to say something? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because also I think it's important that you reach out to people. So even if you give yourself 10 minutes every day to call your mom, your sister, don't be all alone. Don't be completely isolated with your own mind and your Netflix, Sia, in the dark.
Okay, point taken.
You still have to touch base, but also tell people where you're going to be. So if you, Sia, are self-isolating in your flat by yourself, let your family know that's where you're going to be. because, like, the worst thing is people not checking in, people not, and then yeah. we're going to see all the so-and-so is missing. We haven't seen so-and-so in days. Mm. But also because cabin fever, you know?
Yeah. That's a real thing.
It does happen. And you can't go outside, guys. You can go outside. You can. Go into your garden.
That's right.
You know? You can walk in your complex. You mm-hmm. can still go outside. It's just we're not supposed to be like in large groups and bumping into each other.
Oh, wait. That's but Mbulelo, you have roommates. Have you thought about how you're going to deal with the shutdown, 21 days with your roommates?
Oh, I live in a palatial house, so we basically never see each other.
Ooh, palatial.
Mbulelo has his own wing.
I do have my own wing. And part of this, of what you're saying, is, you know, because I'm a creature of habit, right? So I know how difficult it is to get out of bad habits. It takes about 90 days, the psychoanalysis says, to get a good habit actually nailed down as a behavior. So if you take these 21 days off, it's going to take you 90 days of competitive, deliberate action to get back to where you are now. So stay in your habits, people. If you want to be productive,
there we go.
It takes 90 days, roughly, the psychoanalysis says. So stay in those good habits. Come on.
I've got a few messages here before we get to headlines. First of all, here's a good point. Morning, guys. You sound very good doing it from a... There's still some rough edges, so thank you for understanding this from McGill. We will obviously tidy up the sound as we go, but this is our first attempt. And we're broadcasting from four. Yo, what's going on there?
As soon as we were actually giving a compliment.
Yeah. So we've all just got to remember we've got microphones on all the time. And if you touch your laptop, then it makes a noise. So this is from McGill. But yes, he was at Volkswagen. That's where he works. And there are more than 100 people around you all the time. I won't wait until Thursday. My 21 days starts today. Yeah. Gareth, since you'll be cooking for yourself the next 21 days, you will have no fingers left. Yes, I'll cut them all off. Bontler says, guys, listening to you live for the first time, Chicago and Illinois also in lockdown as of 21 March. The weekend was hellish being stuck at home, and you can only watch so much TV. It's not enforced. People are cooperating. Streets are quiet, and we're able to go for a walk. None of the people in Ekuruleni seem to be worried about corona, and I am freaking out for Mzansi because we really can't handle it as a country. So what do you think of what Bontle says there? Do you think we can handle this as a country?
No.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, we can handle being on a shutdown, but actually there are so many various things at play for a lot of people. So can you imagine people who live in abusive households who actually get out of the house to survive, right? Who find their...
About that.
And now to be locked down for 21 days with your abuser. Mm. People who live in shacks, you have one single room that's like 25 square meters for a family of five people.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things at play. People who have to fetch water from a communal water point. People who have to go to ablutions at communal ablution facilities. And this is not like out in the rural areas. This is here in Ekuruleni, you know?
Wow.
So there are just too many things at play. And we have to do what we can do, because the one thing we also cannot handle as a country is needing 10,000 beds in hospitals and ventilators, and we also don't have that.
Right. Yeah, it's a good
that
point.
That completely just was something I was not thinking about.
Yeah, that's the reality. You see, those are the things we don't think about, and they're going to come back and bite us. And we've got to contain this infection wherever possible, because if it does spread to communities who are living in such close proximity, as we've discussed before, then the hellscape really starts to kick in. Just one more thing before we get to headlines. You guys sound great for a first time. I got a week's worth of food delivered the other day, and now I have to go to another city for work. So I'm donating all my unopened food and non-perishables to charity. If you can, please donate to charity at this time. That's a very good piece of advice. That's from
Kense. There is also the Solidarity Fund. If you have extra money, if you want to donate, solidarityfund.co.za, I think it is.
That's correct.
That you can donate. Anything that you can donate will help lots and lots of other people. But also, just think about the people around you. So think about the security guard at your complex, who's probably still going to have to come to work. Think about the homeless person. They did say there'll be homeless shelters, but the homeless person you drive past on your way to work, this is your opportunity to just make a little box of canned stuff or some of the fruits and vegetables that you have. You don't have to give a lot, but if you can, give something.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So my urge would still be, and I don't know whether the presidency, because I think it needs to go to that level, is they have to engage the religious leaders in this country. It's the biggest point of call for this country. And that's going to be a huge part of, and I understand the poverty and, of course, the economic factors that Pumi was talking about. But we have to get to our religious leaders, and we got to do it now because they have the pull in this country. And I hope the presidency has taken that on board.
Indeed.
Yeah, I saw a thing over the weekend with Sihle Zikalala in KZN calling the various top religious leaders in his province to say, hey, guys. But I mean, I think I have friends whose mosques have been shut down. I have friends whose who haven't been to shul in like 2 weeks. So I know, what is it? Pastor Grace Bible Church, which is around the corner from my parents' house, they had online services over the weekend, which is all well and good for all of us with internet. But I think what we need now is we also need like the radio stations keeping all of that, because for a lot of people, they need that religious outlet.
100%. I agree with you. The really big distributors of information like radio stations, it now falls on you. Get the pastors in there, the really big ones. I don't mean the ones in Santon here. Of course, people are going to self-quarantine here. I think we all know where I'm talking. Outlying areas where people gather in forests in hundreds and droves. So,
all right, I want to get to the headlines, guys. There are a few stories going on. The city of Cape Town has closed all beaches. I think Durban has as well. Durban closed the beaches last week. The city of Cape Town has moved to close beaches across the city.
They should have closed Ushaga.
From Tuesday, as part of their measures to stop the spread of COVID-19, until further notice, beaches along Cape Town's coastline will be closed for all activities, be it on the beach itself or in the water. So you can still go for walks on the promenade, and you can take a little walk in your complex, but you do not need to walk on the beach because people will gather. And I saw some of the city of Ekurhuleni's officials trying to tidy up people and make them behave themselves on the beaches in Durban, and they were having very little luck. So let's hope everybody complies just for this little while. It's not going to kill any of us. Let's do it. And while we're on Cape Town, they've also reduced their staff complement to 60% at all their offices. They said their offices will remain open, but they're reducing the number of employees at facilities to limit contact between staff. So that's good news. And anyone who can do that at the moment should do that. I think the only exempted businesses from the shutdown are emergency services, medical services, people who supply medical stuff, food. In other words, if you're in the supply chain of food and supermarkets and little shops, spaza shops, grocery shops, then you're still allowed to continue business. In fact, you're encouraged to continue business. And those people must obviously be given a wide berth so that we don't infect them, because they have to work during this time while everybody else is at home.
Yeah, in the president's statement yesterday, he did say that they will follow up with an updated list of what they define as designated essential services. But I found a 2019 list, and it includes things like air traffic control, people who work at airports, which was, okay, might change with the coronavirus, but blood transfusion services, people who work in correctional services will still have to report to work, Department of Defense as well, firefighters, various health roles, lifeguarding or life-saving, municipal workers, nuclear services, people who work in radiology services, traffic, refuse, and sanitation. So that's just like a bit of a summary of what was defined as designated last
year. So not people who do mani-pedis then, Sia?
Unfortunately, no. The mani-pedi people are out, which means Sia is going to look horrible when he gets back to work.
21 days' time, you will
just
see the real
acetone,
me.
Buy your acetone from a pharmacy and like deal with your raggedy
ass. Yeah. Deal with your raggedy ass.
Oh, actually, I can watch some YouTube tutorials how to give yourself a facial.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what you should be doing.
I'll become
this is also the time. Remember, guys, last week I was telling you about going to Arthur Bales and buying a pattern. This is also the time to try out a new skill.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree. Sia, maybe that new skill could be you teaching people how to eat oranges in the bath or something like that, you know, something useful.
Okay. I'm catching exactly what you're throwing, and I'm not going to stoop down to your level.
Going back to the headlines briefly, Pumi, this is a story I know you and I have been following from the get-go, but it never stops. Peter Moyo, and the Supreme Court of Appeal has refused Peter Moyo leave to appeal a decision overturning his temporary reinstatement and dismissing the case against his sacking in June, the insurer said on Monday. Old Mutual welcomes this ruling as it enhances certainty and is a step forward in ending the litigation instituted by Mr. Moyo against Old Mutual. What do we think of that?
You know, you got to know when to stop, man.
Right.
You got to know when to stop. I think for a lot of us, we were rooting for Peter. But oh gosh, this thing has become crazy and unwieldy, and now it's difficult to root. You know, a lot of us were rooting for him because he's the little guy, because we, you know, but when he asked for that extra 30 million, I think
that's
kind of all went okay, guy.
That might have been the moment that everybody said, okay, you know what, maybe not.
We're like, okay, guy, right. What is this about, really?
All right. Now, interestingly enough, three teenagers were arrested in Britain for coughing in the faces of elderly people.
See now, stupid people doing stupid things.
What?
The couple were approached by three people, one of whom is said to have coughed in their faces. A passerby intervened and said there was an altercation which left a woman in her 70s with a black eye. Yes, sir. I mean, really, what kind of a way is this to behave? Three males aged 16, 18, and 19 were questioned on suspicion of actual bodily harm, affray, and criminal damage after the incident on Friday afternoon. Hertfordshire police said the elderly woman was taken to hospital for a checkup and later discharged.
No.
Yeah, this is these chavs, that's what they call them. Chavs in Britain who can't behave themselves. And really, if the coronavirus does us any good, it would be to remove those people from society permanently. If you know what I mean.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then financial markets in Europe and the U.S. have continued to fall despite fresh action by the Federal Reserve to support the American economy. What happened was that the U.S. Central Bank said it would buy as much government debt as was needed to soothe markets while providing new financing for households and firms. They're basically helicoptering in money. Shares in Europe and the U.S. rose on the news but soon fell back as Congress remained divided over further relief. Investors are worried about economic damage due to coronavirus. In making the announcement, the Federal Reserve said the pandemic was causing tremendous hardship across the United States and around the world. Aggressive efforts must be taken across the public and private sectors to limit the losses to jobs and incomes to promote a swift recovery once the disruptions abate. So there's an interesting point of view from U.S. and European economies, and obviously our own president announcing yesterday that we were going to have something of a PAYE holiday for people who pay as you earn in terms of tax. I think it's a 20% reduction over 4 months.
Yeah.
Halala.
Is that going to help people?
Not really.
Oh,
not really.
This poor me is not feeling any of this bright side.
No, it's not that I'm not feeling it. I think that, you know what? we also have to be real about what all of these little things mean. So they sound fantastic when they're being put out there, but there are practicalities that have to come into play. So, for instance, a lot of people got the SMSs from Standard Bank saying that they're going to be giving a payment holiday, an option for a payment holiday between the 1st of April and June, the 30th of June, I think. And then, like two SMSs later, everybody realizes that, Standard Bank is actually... They're like, terms and conditions apply. Mm. And then you're just like, okay, so what does this mean for my bond? What does this mean? And then they're like, we'll give you the payment holiday, but you still have to pay interest, and we're going to capitalize the interest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how, guys?
Much. You can't stimulate an economy. You can't force people to keep jobs. You can't keep businesses going that aren't attracting customers. There's things that are just the reality. And, you know, I was talking to my brother yesterday. He knows someone who owns a restaurant. And this guy has basically got his life savings and all his hard work over the last 20 years plugged into this restaurant. There's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I keep on hard. Same point, but that's because I fully haven't wrapped my head around it. This is nothing that we could have seen coming from a long way away. You know, yes, we saw the trends and there were a couple of cases abroad and maybe we should have seen it there, but it's not like a financial crisis where you could have read the tea leaves earlier and made better decisions before. There is nothing that we could have done to prepare for this. We're now in it. We just have to deal with it as best as we can.
Although this is also the time, Sia, where the creativity kicks in, right? This is also the time where we all have an opportunity.
Online prostitution.
Absolutely. What zones?
Oh, hell, hang on, sorry, I don't know what that was.
That people sign up for and pay to watch you dancing naked.
Exactly, right? I'll be a go-go girl.
Webcams, you need to work the webcams, everybody. That's how you're going to make extra money.
But this is the moment. This is the moment where we have to look for different ways of doing the things we've always done. It's a reset button.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's about right. And
like, look at us. Look at. So Gareth, and kudos to you, right, for having had the opportunity for 4 years now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go online, which has allowed us to be able to do what we're doing today. I don't think many of the other radio stations are going to be able to do what we have been able to do this morning.
No, certainly, and it's forced us to, because although I could probably have set this up 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and been able to do stuff from home, this has forced me to do it, so now I know what's possible. You know, if we hadn't been forced, if our hand hadn't been forced by government, and, you know, it's only the shutdown proper, the lockdown, is only actually happening from Thursday midnight, so i.e. 12 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning, if you know what I mean. That is when everybody has to shut down. We decided to get ahead of the curve so that we're not rushing. And I'm not coming into the office today, and Sia won't be either. And that's, I think, going to mitigate some risk, because each person who does not infect another person is doing something good. You can consider yourself...
Those online businesses are going to take off.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to force people to think differently about how they market their goods and how they get their goods to the people.
What about social grant collecting and the queues when that happens? That's from Michelle. She says, can you imagine That, as well as divorced people with shared custody battles, the poor That's kids.
Dude, the shared custody thing. So Kanego said to me, does this mean I'm not going to see daddy next weekend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What did you say?
Like, you're going to have to FaceTime him.
Yeah.
I'm not driving through the army to get you to your father's house.
Yeah, now, how far is he from you guys?
Not far. So he's like two suburbs away. But the point is, he doesn't have to go.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Just it's his FaceTime.
Now, just to take it back a little, how did you all feel yesterday afternoon before the announcement by the president when you started seeing the footage of the army? Because I was taken by surprise with that. There were literally like busloads of army being deployed around the place.
Well, I think you're referring to a couple of WhatsApp videos of the army. They were filling those barracks up in Craig Hall. Now, in Craig Hall, they've got a small army barracks there where about 240 soldiers can be stationed. And 240 soldiers is not a huge number, but they are...
It's not even a big party.
No, they are supplemental to the police. So their job here is to help the police to do the police's job. They're not there to do military things. They're not setting up... you know, a battle camp. They're not busy arming themselves to the teeth to shoot at citizens who go out into the streets. What they're going to do is they're going to be there as the strong arm of the law to help make sure that people are, first of all, doing what they have to do according to the new regulations, which is kind of draconian, but it might need to be done in order to save the situation, because you saw how that infection rate spiked yesterday. And then also to do things to keep people safe, to protect people, because if there are, you know, riots or breakouts of some kind of violence, or some people, criminals, for example, take advantage of the fact that everybody's at home to go and attack shopping malls or whatever else it might be, things that would happen in normal day-to-day stuff that gets out of control in a situation like we're in now. That's what the army is there for. So it's a wide scope of things, and they have to be prepared. And you would prefer to have the army on standby to keep order and to keep peace and to look after you than to have nobody and the place turns into the purge.
The purge.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Although, so the other thing that is, even people who don't have, like, serious mental health issues of anxiety and all of those things, this is the time when those kinds of things do spike. And it's important to, like, keep your self-regulation in check, you know? Yeah. Because even if you don't have social anxieties, this is unprecedented for a lot of people. I think there may be some old people who still remember living through the war. Mm-hmm. The last great war, but for most of us, that's why, Sia, you were like, oh my God, buses are like army. Some of us have, like, seen the mellow yellows and hippos rolling through the township. That shit doesn't bother you, right?
Yeah.
But for people who are experiencing a whole lot of these things for the first time, it creates an anxiety because you don't know. And it's important to keep yourself in check there, hey? Keep your mental health kind of, keep checking in on it.
Well, a lot of these things might sound like first world problems, but they are things that a generation that has no real challenge up to now is going to deal with for the first time. And I'm not being patronizing. I'm including my own generation in this because, as I've said so many times, mine is the first generation of males in my family going back as... So it's something to think about. And if all you're called upon to do is to stay at home and watch TV, I think we can manage.
So stay home. Yeah. Stay home, people.
Correct. Here's an interesting point.
There's a tweet here.
Yes, go ahead.
There's a tweet that I saw that I wanted to share with you. Mm-hmm. Please add condoms to your grocery lists, people.
Yes.
Babies will have you on lockdown for the rest of your life.
This is a good point from Sharon that I think we all need to take advice from as well. She says, can you please ask complexes, estates, and all the people who live in towns in South Africa to give a thought to the security guards at the gates? The security company for our complex, says Sharon, have only supplied one, yes, one bar of sunlight soap for our guards to wash their hands. Not one of the fuckers who live in this complex, she says, or the body corporate have given them a thought or bought them anything. It's disgusting because these same people expect the security guards to open the gate for their food deliveries, their friends, and to protect their houses if they're away. Security companies should be looking after their staff, but all of us can lend a hand. Can't disagree. Can't disagree at all. So if you think about that security guard, then, you know, they also have a home to go back to, and they're sitting there protecting you.
Yeah, we do have to, you know, just be kinder and more sympathetic and empathetic.
Well, imagine if kindness was the only plus out of this. It would still be worth doing.
Well, kindness, learning how to properly wash your hands, practicing great sanitation.
Ricky says, do you think the local liquor store will be open? I'm asking for a friend. Does anybody know the answer to that question? Has anybody been to the liquor store?
They'll be open till 6 on weekdays and till 1 on Saturdays and Sundays.
Ah, okay. And then Miguel says he's already sorted in terms of gym. He's got Ring Fit Adventure, which looks like it's a Switch game. That's cool. I asked my brother yesterday. He said he's got those resistance bands, and he's going to be doing push-ups and that kind of thing at home. I don't know if I'm that organized, but I'm going to try. I'll try and get something going. You don't need a lot of equipment, hey, to keep fit. You just need your own body weight and the right
and exercise. And a can-do attitude. You need a can-do attitude. Start at that.
I know. I had my first, like, online yoga class.
Oh, wow.
The other day. Online yoga class. And usually I do the hot yoga. Mm-hmm. So in one of the smaller rooms in the house, I put a heater on.
Right.
Room up.
Wow.
I love how basic and
Pumi's
practical
doing,
Pumi's
doing it all. She's got this whole thing planned out. She's got a heater on. She's got a yoga mat. She's got her yoga clothes.
Like, had my yoga, like, instructor over there doing the yoga. Brought a full-length mirror into that room.
Did you bring good energy into the room? Remember, you need to do that.
I may never go to a yoga studio again, people.
I just do it from. But you know what this is going to do for so many people? It is going to give them the chance to make their businesses online, even if they weren't online businesses before. I know a fitness instructor, and she's actually doing online classes. She's doing meal prep for her, you know, YouTube videos to show people how to do their meal prep. She's giving online exercise classes to all of her clients. I think it's brilliant, and she never needs to go to the gym.
Like, then, I want that guy that does the step class. You know, there's, like, the step class, and I think it's somewhere in Midrand, that there's people always tweeting, like, the crazy routines they do at that step class. I want that guy to have, like, a one-hour YouTube what. Want to do that step class. Be that person, right?
Right.
And then on the flip side, I think this time is also going to show us what we really need and what we can do without. We spoke about it in a work sense of, like, oh, you can see who you can still be productive with without. But I think as well, you're going to think, ugh, you know, I paid for, you know, this membership and I didn't go for 21 days. Do I really need it? Or it might even be in a friend sense. Like, I can do without this person. You know, I can do without that person.
Oh, yeah.
I think, it's going to be a culling of sorts.
You'll figure out what you really need. Just quickly, Mbulelo, somebody here has asked, will you survive without your 3 a.m. run?
Don't you worry about it. I was up at 3 a.m. today working out harder than ever.
That's from Luzon. She's very concerned that you can't do your 3 a.m.
Luzon, you can sleep easy tonight. I'll be working out harder than ever twice a day now.
Pumi, a question for you from Dr. Robin. She says, can we talk about the fact that we're going to be in lockdown over Easter? What are we telling the kids about the Easter Bunny? Is he also in lockdown?
I know. Oh, Dr. Robin, I thought of in the morning.
Yeah?
That it's going to be over Easter. What about
that's
the
what
Easter
gives
eggs?
Me sleepless nights.
So can't you just hide some eggs? I mean, you can go and do the shopping today and tomorrow, and you can hide some Easter eggs in the garden. It's not going to be that difficult.
Carrot, but do you think the Easter eggs will survive? You have to buy the Easter eggs just before you have to hide them. They won't survive. They won't make it through this period. I'll be eating those Easter eggs.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought like you were talking about expiry, but you meant you're going to eat them.
That's the point here.
You have to protect yourself from yourself.
Again, not to make anyone panic, but Maroti has just sent me a message to say the N1 to Limpopo seems to have been shut down, and this is an update from this morning's traffic. Now, if that is true, you know, there are people who are going to use these next 2 days, today, tomorrow, and maybe Thursday, to head back to where their families are. In other words, to get themselves to the place that they want to be during the lockdown. And that means that we all have to be... Oh, what's happening?
Sorry. That's my earphones have died.
Oh, right, okay. And that means that people are going to use these next few days to make the move that they need to move to make to be to, with the people that they want to be with for the next 21. So that's something to think about too.
Yeah. And once again, I think we probably need to touch on it. We have international listeners who don't understand. Migrant labor is a big part of South Africa's history, and that still exists. So it's going to be a challenging. Our coronavirus and COVID-19 sort of strategies are going to be very different to the first world. In terms of our country set up. But I was proud of what Uncle Cyril did said yesterday, concise, strong, and clear.
Right, absolutely. So, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and get ready for the next hour. I hope this hasn't been too bumpy a road for you. It's our first day of broadcasting from 4 different locations and trying to put the show together from home. Sia's at home, Pumi's at home, I'm at home. Bulelo is in the studio running things with Mfundo. And that's because Mfundo lives right next door to the studio. And Bulelo's like a couple of K's away. What?
A small like, run.
Like
a
three,
short run.
300 meters, he said last time.
Hop, skip, and a jump. Hop, yeah. Skip, and a jump.
For him, that's like waking up in his palatial mansion and taking a walk to the bathroom. So it's not that far. Okay, but we will come back in a moment or two. We'll chat a little more. We've got some news. We're also going to be joined by a number of guests this morning, so it's not going to be just us. Stick around, cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.